News Talk ZB, it is coming up 6:15, and Brian Gaynor from Milford Asset Management is with us once again on this Tuesday. Brian, good evening to you.
Good evening, Larry.
So what was the position with Tower? What is the proposed deal with Vero? When did it start, and why has it been cancelled, Brian?
Yeah, well, you look back to February when a Canadian company called Fairfax Financial made an offer at $1.17 a share, and then Suncorp, which owns Vero New Zealand, so the bid was made through its New Zealand subsidiary, offered $1.30 a share, and then they increased the proposal to $1.40. But the Commerce Commission decided that they had to review it, and then the Commerce Commission turned down the Vero Tower deal. Today there was an announcement to the stock exchange saying that Tower had terminated the deal with Vero, effectively Suncorp Australia, but it hoped to be able to renegotiate the deal and they would be appealing to the Commerce Commission. But then 3 hours later, Vero announced that it was no longer interested in the deal and it was withdrawing. So it's been a terrible saga for Tower shareholders because the share price was 82 cents when the first offer was announced back in February. It rose to $1.40, but it's now down around 75 cents today. So they've had a terribly rocky ride as a result of this.
Now, other issues, NZX October data, what does it look like? Trading volumes?
Very good, up 61.4% in terms of the amount and in value 33.2%. So it has been a very, very good month for the stock exchange. It has really been around the number of shares, particularly A2, which of course had a very strong month. But I guess the disappointing thing of that was that even though it's a New Zealand company that only listed in Australia a few years ago, back in October, this is the latest month, 62 million shares were traded on the NZX, but 177 million shares were traded on the ASX. So the ASX shares represented 74% of all the shares traded in A2 during the month. And it just shows the difficulty the NZX has in competing with the ASX because in higher volume across the Tasman than we're having here.
And the number of listed companies down, what's happening there?
Well, that's the most disappointing, of course. We had 171 equity securities listed this time last year, 162 this year, so a drop of 9. We've only had one IPO, but then we've had a number of takeovers during the year. So what's happening with the NZX is that it is having more successful takeover of its companies than new listings, which is very disappointing from investors' point of view here.
And the Westpac NZ result, how good do you believe this was?
Well, on the core earnings, Larry, which is the basic earnings, were down slightly. They were down 0.3%. But the big thing was the change in impairments. These are the bad debt write-offs. Last year, there was a $59 million impairment on mainly dairy lending, but they reversed that this year, so there was a plus 76. So it actually reflects how things have improved in the dairy industry. So the increase in earnings, which was 11%, was primarily due to a reversal of impairments made against the dairy industry from a minus to a plus figure. So the result was good, but it was primarily around the dairy, an improvement in the dairy industry.
So what's your takeaway from that then, Brian? What does it tell us about the dairy sector and the housing market?
Well, of course, it tells us dairy sector, Larry, is in much better state, but it also gives us some very interesting figures about the housing market. It says that housing loans this year increased by only 4% compared to 7% in the previous year. And it made a comment that in actual fact, borrowers are repaying some of their mortgage debt. So they're not only meeting their interest costs, there's very little impairment in relation to residential property. So they were reasonably optimistic about the residential property. Although David Hisco, the CEO of ANZ New Zealand, said last week that he believed that the housing market had peaked. So you're seeing the banks approach and look at the housing market quite differently, one of them being quite negative, the other being fairly neutral towards the residential property market.
Thank you, Brian. Brian Gaynor from Milford Asset Management. It is now 6:19. Next, we have Patrick Smalley, the editor of Business Desk.